If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, and welcome back to I Read It Online Somewhere. Have I done something wrong?
No, I just realized, because we're all recording here, we don't have to do the 3, 2, 1. I was waiting for it. I was like, oh no, how do we do that?
Sorry. I didn't know if you guys wanted to say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
We're all in the same room for
the
first
same
time
room.
Since the first podcast.
Oh, right.
Since season one, episode one.
I put on our Instagram, it was about 4 lockdowns ago, and that we're all together.
We're talking like we've done the intro. Keep going.
Oh, sorry, Ross.
Back to the script, please. Welcome back to I Read It Online Somewhere. Join me, Amy, and my science teacher crew, Andra and Ross, as we try and explain, when I say we, I mean them, to explain the science behind the everyday questions you should have asked at school. So yeah, we've gone new year, new us. We're straight in with season 4, episode 1. And like we said, Andra's here visiting us, so we've already done all our catch-up, so we don't have much chat.
No, we don't.
Andra, any chat?
Not really. Happy New Year, everybody.
What's your health kick for the year? What are you doing?
Drink less coffee.
Coffee.
Ooh, okay. Is that what you're going for?
I already drink less coffee. I palm it.
You don't need to have one.
I don't really have one.
No.
Eat healthily.
I'm doing, that's everyone's. I'm doing undry January because I've not had a drink. I hadn't had a drink for 2 years. This sounds like an AA podcast. It's not. Then I had my first few drinks.
You sound like you're breaking down.
Then I smashed.
Remember the steps, Amy.
Yeah. Then I smashed my dad's decanter with like the most expensive wine. Well, expensive. I mean, expensive for me. It was like 25 quid a bottle, which I think is expensive for wine. And smashed his decanter, which he told me was his favourite thing in the house. Bear in mind that like his children and some of his grandchildren were there. And that was his favourite thing in the house, so I had to order him a new one. But in fairness to Amazon, ordered it at 9 o'clock at night and it was there the next day. We were all watching.
That's really good.
Did you watch The Glass Onion? That was big on Netflix.
I watched Glass Onion.
Yeah, I thought it was quite good.
Spoilers.
Sorry, movie podcast. But yeah, Ross, health kick?
I'm going to eat less food.
Just in general?
Just
eat less food.
Yeah, less cakes, less chocolate, and less like second helpings.
Oh.
My portion sizes are too big. So.
What did the NHS say? Like, is it something about a fistful? Size of your fist for protein, is it?
Yeah, half your plate should be veg or green.
Dear.
Well, that's a lot of protein.
You've got big fists.
Yeah, but that's like 2 chicken breasts.
We're all just now looking at our fists. 2 chicken breasts?
Well, it's certainly a breast and a half. it's not one breast.
Oh dear, he's clearly tried. Anyway, swiftly moving on. So we've got a slightly different format this week, season, however we get on. We're just seeing how we roll. And we're going to chat about a story this week that one of us have read online, which is finally Ross, because he's clearly on school holidays and there's nothing better to do.
Yeah.
So Ross, fill us in. What have you read?
So I've read a story about some research that's happened into an animal that likes to play.
You're acting like that's a big surprise, like most animals like to play, no?
Do they?
Like cats and dogs and like...
Yeah. Monkeys?
Monkeys and...
Okay, so mammals. We've got a
new... Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, fish. Is that a dolphin?
They're mammals, Andrew. You're a biology teacher. That was slightly worrying.
I didn't even clock that. I was about to go, oh, and seals. I'm just imagining a seal with a ball. Sharks. Oh, they don't really like... No, they don't really like to play.
Shark kind of sleep.
It's an insect. How's that?
Sharks
kind of sleep. It's an
insect. I think I've read about this now. It's all coming back to me.
Have you just watched A Bug's Life?
No.
Have you just watched a bee movie?
It is bees. Bees have been... There's a scientific study showing that bees like to play. So the research that was done, they allowed bees to go and collect their food, and then they also had a room filled with little wooden balls.
Oh.
And the bees, after they'd done everything they needed to do, so like get food for the hive and everything, all the bees, so 49 bees this was done with, they all went to this room full of wooden balls, and every single bee played with a ball, and some of them did it up to 117 times, showing that they like enjoyed it. They just sort of landed on a ball and just sort of rolled over and had fun with it. But they had to do all sorts of scientific stuff to show that it was actually play and not like trying to attract a mate or things like that. So they had to make sure that they'd eaten, that they weren't like stressed, they weren't like pacing, so they weren't in like bad conditions, they had to be in like good conditions. And then that showed that they enjoyed playing.
Can you tell the sex of a bee?
Yeah.
How?
Most
are male, are they not?
Male, yeah.
Really?
There's only a queen and I think there's a few who are female.
So absolute male. Sausage fest. <Yes. laughs> Sausage party. Sorry, that just popped into my head when you were chatting about looking for mates. I was like, oh, how would they know if they're male or female? But
interesting, what popped into my head was the last time Ross did a story like this, it was the one on cats.
Oh, my word. Oh, that was a painful one.
So, were the wooden balls, like, special in any way, shape, or form?
No, they're just little wooden beads. They just like to land on them and, like, roll around with them. And then
what they did. Sad little life, Jane.
What they did after they let them play with the balls is they had two rooms, and then they took all the balls away, but all the bees would go back to the ballroom because they wanted to like go back.
A
and
lot
play.
Of the word letter B alliteration here. Bees going back to the balls with the ballroom.
For a dance.
No, that begins with D.
No, for the ballroom, for a dance.
Yeah, but I'm often talking about alliteration with the letter B, and you're like, dance, d.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of like the ballroom activity that they have to do.
Yeah. Alright, so that's the story. Yeah, bees play as well as other mammals.
That would be good to tell everyone. It's only bee one I can think of.
Oh, honey.
I don't like that. That was a bit icky, actually.
That was
a major ick. Oh, buzz off.
Bit sticky. Had a bit of a sting to it.
And he's still going. So yeah, so we're changing the format slightly for this season, see how we get on. And we are chatting about just questions that basically pop into my head every day. If you can hear that in the background, our cat is needing. Actually, there we go, first question just popped in my head. Why do cats need things? And I don't know if Andrew, you don't have it. You're just looking like, what is that? So if you look at our cat now.
I know what needing is, and I literally read an article on it the other day.
And you can't remember.
I mean,
Andrew is struggling to know what's a mammal and what's a not, so we might just need to like give him a bit of, and now you're going to have to keep that in, because Andrew edits our podcast, he's going to have to keep it in, because I've mentioned it now.
It's holiday time.
We just keep mentioning it. It was like, what was that time when we wanted to name one of our episodes something, and Ross was like, no, so me and you just kept mentioning it. I can't even remember what it was. Was it something to do with Iceland?
I think so. It was facts about
Iceland or something like
Iceland,
that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, sorry, cats needing. So our cat is currently needing her bed in the background.
Needing with a K.
K. So if you don't know what it is, imagine like a baker needing bread, or just needing bread, and cats do this almost a bit hypnotic.
Yeah, I'm gonna go try and find that article.
Andrew's going to find that article. Ross is going to film the cat, and I'm just going to chat to you about the kneading. So basically, they just take their two paws, and they just kind of knead with their nails. Am I just chatting? Well, these guys do this.
Dead space.
Dead space. Space, 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 space. Ross, why do you think cats need with a K?
I think it's to try and get the milk out the nipples of their mother.
That is what it is.
Well, how do I tell our cat that? That is not.
Well, I think it's probably because... So our cat's a rescue cat. But I think it's when they get taken away from their mothers too young is one of the reasons why they like they don't learn not to do it.
Yeah.
Because when you get to a certain age, the mother would like hit them away, going like, no, you're not getting milk. Go and find your own food. But so, she's not had that, so she's trying to get it.
Oh my God,
so as they learn as kittens, they get a reward for this behaviour in the form of nutritious milk. So this is on cats.org.uk. Why do cats need their owners? Question mark.
Are
they trying to milk me? And then the article goes on. This is brilliant.
Was this written by Ross?
As Robert De Niro famously quipped in the classic comedy Meet the Parents, I have nipples. Can you milk me? Can your cat be trying to stimulate milk from you as it needs your body? No. Nobody actually knows. Nobody knows why they do it to people. But yeah, kittens do it to...
Our cat only does it to soft things. I don't know if that's because it feels like fur.
Yeah, there's a gif of one doing it to a dog here.
Yeah, our cat would definitely do that to a dog, I reckon.
Yeah, it doesn't do it to us, though. It doesn't.
No, unless only if we've got... Yeah, if we've got a blanket over us. Anyway, sorry, that is just an example of where this podcast can go, because that was just literally happening live when it came into my head. But I do have another question for you guys. I don't know why this came into my head recently.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But it did. But remember, I don't know if you guys remember this, but when you're at like sleepovers when you're younger, and then someone like makes like a joke of like, when you're asleep, I'm going to put your hand in hot water because then you pee yourself. And it's like hilarious. Why is that a thing? Like, is that true that actually if someone puts your hand in hot water when you're asleep, you pee yourself? Let's try it.
Do you ever pee in the shower?
No.
Oh, you should.
It's so good for you.
Yeah, you should.
Sorry?
It's also actually better for wastewater.
Well, I've actually heard it's not good for you because then you train your brain to pee at the sound of water. So like when you hear running water, genuinely, I did read this online, that if you then hear running water, you're associating with pee and you need to pee.
People do that already.
What's that called? Schrodinger's cat or whatever his name.
Babylon's dog.
Andrew, you thought a dolphin wasn't a mammal, so pipe down.
True.
Yeah, your man's dogs with the bells. Pavlov. Who's the cat then?
That's Schrodinger's cat.
But what's that about? Physics and cats. Physics. Oh, that sounds boring. Okay.
Oh, it's observable.
It's about whether a radioactive isotope is decayed. And while you've got the isotope, you don't know if it's decayed or not. So you say it's both decayed and not decayed. And that isotope would break open, once it decayed, would break open a phial of poison, which would poison the cat. So you don't know if the isotope's decayed or not, so you don't know if the cat's dead or not.
Right,
so
that was very different. Very different to what I thought it was, and I'm really glad I asked to get that explanation. What was my question? Oh yeah, peeing.
Yeah, so wait, do you pee in the shower?
No. I mainly share a shower, not at the same time, but like I can't believe you pee in the shower. I've been having showers before you.
So supposedly people like to pee in the shower because when you get nice and warm, your muscles relax. And then you've got a sphincter.
Yep.
That controls your
bladder.
Yeah. And that would just relax and let the pee out. And especially if you've got pee built up there already that wants to come out,
Why is it good for you though to do it in the shower? You're saying like, oh, you should, it's so good.
I would say you should do it because the water that you would waste flushing the toilet, you're not having to do it because you're already wasting that water when you're showering anyway.
Okay, so you're just thinking about saving the planet here.
Environment.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it because when you pee in the shower, sometimes you can't tell when you've stopped or not because the water is just dribbling past you think you're still peeing.
What other weird things like that?
So I think the hand will do the same thing. We're back to the hand, to your question. So putting your hand in water will make you relax, and that, if you need a pee, would maybe make you open your sphincter and your bladder.
Oh.
Sphincter being a ring of muscles.
Yeah, and there's loads of them throughout your body.
Not just the
ends.
Anus, is that the right word?
Anal.
Rectum.
Anus is the right word, yeah.
Rectum's the storage before it. So
anus is the sphincter.
Wow. Anus is the sphincter.
Great. Good science.
Good science. Use the right words, and it's not rude.
Oh, this, yeah, true. I was going to say something, but I won't. Well, that was kind of like the only two questions of Amy's thoughts this week.
Sure, you said you had three.
I've got another one. This is for Andrew, and I can imagine he'll be quite chuffed to answer this one. So recently, as in this week, I've got into gut health.
Ooh.
So I've got this drink that I buy now.
Oh, it's not bone broth, is it?
No, it's Biomel.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of them?
Mm-hmm.
Is that acceptable? I've done my research.
There's lots of different ones.
And it says on the carton that 70% of your immune system is in your gut.
Yeah.
So by drinking this Biomel drink every day, is it prebiotics or probiotics? What's the difference?
Can't quite
one's remember. Professional. Okay, anyway, one of the botics.
I can't remember, but yeah, pre or probiotics, both are good.
Both are good. Okay, so if I drink the probiotic drink, If I drink the probiotic drink,
yeah,
will my immune system improve?
Theoretically, yes. So there's been lots of studies on the effect of your gut bacteria against your general health, and this is seen especially in people who have a C. diff, the disease, C. difficile, I think it's called, and where their gut bacteria has been completely obliterated, so they have to take, I think it's a fecal transplant. I think we spoke about this before, fecal transplant.
Yeah.
And so your gut bacteria, there's more research and studies into it now. I'm trying to sort of find the connection. But lots of people find that taking things like probiotics or Actimel or what's the other one?
Yakult.
That they improve gut bacteria and therefore improve your health, digestion, etc. It can help people to sometimes digest stuff they couldn't digest before.
Okay.
Not necessarily talking about like people who can't digest milk.
Like dairy allergies.
Please don't just like have a Yakult and then like drink a pint of milk. That's not going to make a difference.
Mine's dairy free, made with coconut milk.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because actually when I read a blog on their website and it says This is like an ad for them. They should actually sponsor us. But it says that dairy, like, dairy's not good for us. Like, is it true that we actually aren't designed to eat dairy?
No, we're designed to eat dairy.
Okay. Lots of love.
We're domesticated animals.
Yeah, domesticated animals.
So yeah, but that's after we evolved. We must have evolved first.
Yeah, but the,
I've opened a can of worms here.
The countries where most people are lactose intolerant are countries where you wouldn't necessarily want to either drink milk or you couldn't necessarily keep milk. Therefore, that evolution or those genes wouldn't be passed on. Because, say, for example, in India, you wouldn't necessarily want to keep milk. Where would you keep it? Because that milk will go sour quite quickly.
Yeah.
But milk is used. It's just used in a slightly different way. So it's used in yogurt products to make kefir.
Oh, yeah.
Kefir is a yogurty drink, which is essentially soured milk. So if you've never made yogurt, just get milk and put natural yogurt in it, and it makes... yogurt.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So we should all be looking at our gut health.
We should, definitely.
How much of that, because your whole point of your stomach is to try and kill off a lot of bad stuff that you get into your...
Yeah.
So how much of it actually gets through? Yeah.
That's a hard question to answer.
Yeah,
because it goes through your stomach and essentially could get destroyed in your stomach. Who knows how much of it could get through. Some of it will... But some of it might not.
Is mine affected now because I don't have a gallbladder? So, because I can't store bile.
No, gallbladders store the bile produced by the liver. Bile is like an emulsifier, so it's a bit like dish soap.
Yeah,
it picks up the fat, so it's probably not going to affect it too much.
No, okay, interesting. No, that was something that I was thinking about today, and I thought, I'll ask Andrew. We'll know that, and he'll like to talk about that.
I do.
It's quite up his street.
Yeah, it's not dolphins. So.
Or cats.
If you have got a question that we haven't answered or that you would like to know more about, please do email us at iReaditOS@gmail.com or do contact us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok at iReaditOS, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Farewell.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.